But I just a chizuk and a review on the importance and the value of Birkat Kohanim that we talked about yesterday. The Rama in Orach Chaim Kuf Chaf Chet brings a very, very interesting and even sounds peculiar minhag that the Ashkenazim had in their countries not to make Birkat Kohanim on any day of the year, including Shabbatot, except on Yom Tov, and even on Yom Tov, only in the Tefillat Musaf, which is the Tefillah right before they go home. The Rama explains the logic behind this minhag. Why would they do away with such a precious beracha of Birkat Kohanim? He says, because the people, I guess in Eastern Europe at those times, they were plagued with burdens of parnasa and all sorts of worries that they had, and they couldn't make the beracha be'lev tov, like the beracha is be'ahava, and therefore, as a result, only on Yom Tov, Musaf, where they're about to go home and have a big seudah for the Samachta be'hagecha, with some, maybe some meat and some wine, which was a rare occasion for them, then they were able to maybe muster up, some lev tov to make the beracha, be'ahava. That's what he brings down. The Taz says a different reason, but it also shows you how important Kohanim is. He says, because the custom was that Kohanim would not bless the people unless they would go to the mikveh first. We have to bless B'tahara. And therefore, it wasn't easy for them to go to the mikveh, I guess, in those places. So therefore, they did away with the Birkat Kohanim. The Be'er Teh brings the same reason. However, it should be pointed out that the Magen Abraham brings down from Rabbi Menachem Azariah Mipano, and Rabbi Menachem writes, Vehu Minhag Garua, which means it's a not a good minhag. He didn't like it. What do you mean you're taking away Birkat Kohanim? Birkat Kohanim is a mitzvah deoraita, and it has tremendous, tremendous value. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, when he relates this minhag, he says that he can't understand it, why they would take away such a beautiful thing. He says, but it seems that min hashamayim, that's what the decree was. He says, it's as if a bat kol came down from Shamayim and said, no Birkat Kohanim. Why? He alludes to two episodes that happened in Europe regarding two great rabbis that tried to reinstitute the minhag to say Birkat Kohanim for the Ashkenazim. The first was the Gaon de Vilna. The Gaon de Vilna wanted to reinstitute Birkat Kohanim, and he went and they made a date and they prepared it. They're going to bring the Kohanim to the shul again. And that day there was upheaval in the city, and they ended up imprisoning the Gaon de Vilna. He was put in jail that day, so he wasn't able to reinstitute it. His student, Rav Chaim Volozhin, came to reinstitute it shortly thereafter that. And the night before he tried to reinstitute it, half the city burnt down, including the shul that they want to go to the next day to do the Birkat Kohanim. So they took it as a, well, how else could you take it? They took it as an omen that for some reason that Shem doesn't want them to make the Birkat Kohanim. But I will tell you that to show you again, we're just trying to show you the value of what it means, the Birkat Kohanim, that our Baruch Hashem community has the minhag to say it every single day. There was a great rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Sternbach, is the head of the Bet Din. And they live in Israel. Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael say Birkat Kohanim every day. The custom of the Ashkenazim is only in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, they say it every day. His custom was that whenever he would travel to Chutz La'aretz, he would pay two Kohanim in Israel to have him in mind for the Beracha when he's away. He didn't want to lose the Birachat Kohanim even when he was traveling. That shows us again another type of Hanagah, that if you're missing Birkat Kohanim, let's say, you could tell the Kohen, listen, have me in mind, Eliyahu ben Rachel, have my name in mind, I'm going to be out of town for a while. Finally, the Baal Pele Yoetz, Rabbi Eliezer Papo, in his Sefer Elif Umagin, he says something very, very interesting. He says all berachot have to be made b'simcha. We know that. Evdu et Hashem b'simcha. But Birkat Kohanim, not only do you have to make it b'simcha, but it's in the beracha itself. Asher kedeshanu b'kedushtato shel Aaron b'sivanu lebarech et amo Yisrael be'ahava. The be'ahava is in the pasuk, in the beracha. So he questions, what's the mekor for that? That you have to make the beracha with love. So he said something very interesting. He writes that there's many words in the Torah that come from foreign languages. We know, for example, there's Aramaic in our Torah. We have Yigal Sehaduta. We know that we have Totafot. The Gemara says Tat Bekatfi and Pat Beafriki. These are different words that come from Katpi and Afriki and so on. The word Hen, for example. The Gemara says Hen is Lashon Yevani. So you have in the Torah itself words that came from other languages. It's probably that it came from our language and then they took it and it was more common in their language. But he says that in Spanish, for Sfaradim, they speak Spanish. So he said in Spanish, how do you say love? Amor. Mi amor. So he said that's what it was hinting in the Pasuk when it says, Daber el Aaron v'lav kote barechu b'nei Yisrael, amor lahem. That when you say the Birkat Kohanim, you have to say it with amor. You have to say it with love, be'ahava. And therefore, we have a remez to the inyan of the Kohanim. So the Ashkenazim, they couldn't do it be'ahava because of the struggles that they were having, so they did away with it. But Baruch Hashem, we have to take advantage. So we're very lucky that now we have a Kohen in our minyan. We don't underestimate it. That's a great day for us. And the Keli Yakar in this week's Perasha says something incredible, and we'll conclude. He says, how does the Birkat Kohanim work? He says, you need a hazam. And the hazam is the makre, like the amor lahim. He has to say the Birkat Kohanim to the Kohanim. He says, the hazam is the tzinor. He's the pipe that brings the beracha down from heaven. But he's not a Kohen. He cannot bless the people. He can only bring the beracha down from heaven. He's got to deliver it to the Kohanim. When the Kohanim deliver it, they're an empty vessel. When they receive it from the Hazan, who received it from upstairs, so now they're a filled vessel, and then they're able to empty themselves into the people who are empty vessels as well. So it's an unbelievable, and yeah, the Hazan is being makreh, it's a big item. He's actually bringing the beracha down and delivering it to the Kohanim, so it's not a small thing. The Mefarshim give a remez to this. Remember yesterday, when we didn't have a Kohen, we said, Barechenu b'beracha hamshuleshet. What is beracha hamshuleshet? Simple explanation is that there's three pesukim. But based on what we're saying now, we understand that the Berachat Kohanim needs three different pieces to the puzzle. Berachat Meshuleshet, the Hazan, the Kohanim, and then to deliver it to the people. So we pray that Yiratzon, we should be Zocher, that our Berachat Kohanim should be accepted, and the Berachah should be upon us. Amen. Ken Yiratzon.